is good. Liberty is good. Capitalism is good. Tony Katz is spectacular. Broadcasting live on the All Patriots Media Network.
Just because you believe it true doesn't make it true.
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular.
Statism will get you nowhere but unhappy or dead or both.
The views expressed on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular are not necessarily those of the station you're listening to, even though they really, really should be.
You keep making fun of the tea parties. We'll see you on the unemployment lines in November.
Now sit back, light up a guilt-free cigar, and let's start the show!
Ourselves up, and we're doing it our way.
The Tony Katz Radio Spectacular begins. Sit down. We've got a lot of work to do. Oh, am I in a mood? A beautiful, glorious mood. And yes, sit yourself down. Now, let me tell you how to sit down. Any way you like. You want to sit in an easy chair. You want to lay down on the floor. Do what you got to do. But I'm telling you, this is the show you don't want to miss. My goodness, this spectacular is beginning. 866-826-1340 is the number, 866-826-1340. Give us a call. I look forward to speaking to you. I am the aforementioned Tony Katz, and the pleasure is mine like you would not, nor could you not possibly believe how much I enjoy having the opportunity to do this every single day. It is so good. So ridiculously good. Lee Clark, prepared to take your phone call anytime you want to give it. Lee, how are we doing?
I'm doing great, Tony. And yourself? Obviously, you know, you are doing just amazingly well.
Yeah. You know, I knew that I wanted to discuss a new political theory of mine. Someone's been messing with my microphone. I don't know what's going on. There we go. That's good. And there. That's better. I knew I wanted to discuss a new political theory. And all of a sudden, like in the past 4 minutes, I have been bombarded by two news stories that kind of fit something that happened today with me, where I got called back by RT, Russia Today. It is such a leftist organization, I swear. I think I'm the only conservative they've ever met. I'm pretty sure that's how it goes, and they're fascinated by me. If they could put me behind glass and have people in charge admission for people to see me, that's a Jewish conservative, everybody. See, look, he looks just like us, but he actually believes in liberty and freedom. They would do that. They could charge admission, and people would be like, wow, I didn't even know a Jewish conservative existed. And in Southern California, how does he breathe the air? So it's that kind of network. And they had called me because they wanted to have a conversation about the Black Panther DOJ case. I'm like, okay, they've been a little bit hot and heavy in the Black Panther case because they did this interview with Malik Zulu Shabazz, the leader of the new quote unquote, new and improved, kind of like new Coke, the new Black Panther Party. And they really did not do an interview as much as tell us all about your ridiculous ideology, please. Jeepers, thanks. And then Beck went after RT for putting them on the air. And then Fox did an interview with Malik Shabazz. So I thought they wanted to talk about the case. Turns out they wanted to talk about media coverage. And they were trying their best with an interviewer who I have never, ever in my life had somebody ask me questions the way these were asked. So I'll try it with you, Lee, right now, give you an idea of what happened. Let's say I want to know how old you were, Lee Clark. Actually, no, let's turn it around. Let's say you want to know how old I was. How would you ask that question?
How old are you, Tony?
Okay, see, that's a legitimate question. That's how a grown-up would ask a question. This is how the question got asked. So, Tony, there are a lot of people talking about age in America, and age seems to be a really big subject and a big issue because there's so many different things that happen in aspects of age and how people treat people who are old and who are young, and there are all these kinds of things that happen with people. And you know, like how you talk on your show and talking about how horrible age is. How old do you think how old are you, and why do you think that's okay? That's the kind of roundabout nonsense cuckoo I was confronted with. And when you watch the video of me, and I will post it the minute I get it. I tried to do the grab earlier. Just didn't work for whatever reason. I don't even look happy. Now, I'm feeling fine, you know, and the lights in that room are a little weird. And I have the goatee, so that automatically adds to a little bit of kind of like corners of the mouth down. But as anybody who knows me knows, my life's pretty damn good. I'm a happy guy. But it was my content is fantastic. I don't know why I'm not smiling more in it. So I'm a little curious about that. But it was just this. The questions were rambling questions that went on forever. This was 9 minutes of interview, and I'm telling you, 6 minutes of it is her asking questions that were, finally she would get someplace. But that had happened. I was going to talk about that, and I had a new political theory that I've been working on, but all of a sudden, two articles, one about the NAACP considers condemning the Tea Party for racism, and certainly that's been a conversation. Then there's this one from Newsbusters. That, by the way, is from Fox. This one from Newsbusters. Michael Moore says Americans will be rejected from heaven. I haven't even read that one. And then right here, right next door to where we broadcast, we broadcast from the 30th District in California. That's Henry Waxman's district. But just think, right over the street is the 27th. And the 27th is where Brad Sherman is. Brad Sherman saying at a town hall that he's not aware of the new Black Panther voter intimidation case. And I'm going to play you the video exclusively from Breitbart TV. And we're going to talk about all of these issues. I went from having this, I was prepared to have this conversation, but you know what? This is why we need a 2-hour show, Lee. These are the subjects of the day. I look forward to your phone calls to talk about them. 866-826-1340, 866-826-1340. This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network.
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular.
Got an opinion? The phone lines are open. 727-441-3000. Or toll free. 1-866-826-1340.
Hey guys, Tony Katz here from NorthlandFinance.com. These guys will lend you money for your business. I don't care what the banks are doing. I don't care what everybody's saying about you can't get a loan. NorthlandFinance.com will lend you money based on your credit card processing history. You take credit cards for your business, they will lend you money. They don't change your processing. All they do is lend money. You pay it back through the credit card processing. You don't even have to write a check. It is simple. It is easy. And you need the cash. Northland Finance. They don't care what you do with the cash. You want to invest in your business, do more advertising, you do what you got to do with the cash. The point is, get it so you can grow your business. NorthlandFinance.com. It is easy. It is simple. They'll answer every question you got. Go right now. NorthlandFinance.com. Learn everything you need to know. Get the cash today. NorthlandFinance.com.
Nothing can annoy a business owner more than credit card processing. Hidden fees and confusing statements turn many processing companies into your silent partner, taking money out of your pocket every month. You should be working with the professionals at Unified Funding. With more than 2 decades of experience, Unified Funding provides the prompt attention, top-of-the-line technology, and fast turnaround of funds that you've been searching for, all without picking your pocket. Call 813-968-1588 or visit them at unifiedfunding.com. That's unifiedfunding.com.
Hey, everybody. Tony Katz here talking about Body Talk, the iPhone application from neonchicken.com. Body Talk is the way to learn body language. With this application, you'll be able to know what your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your boss, or your kids are thinking, even if they don't say a word. It's a great app, and you can get it right now by going to neonchicken.com. That's neonchicken.com. Get it for your iPhone. Get it for your iPod. Body Talk from neonchicken.com.
If I could guarantee everyone laughed at my jokes, I would. So anyway, this guy says,
if I could guarantee my mother-in-law agreed with me.
Honey, are you sure you really want to do it that way? I mean, far be it from.
Yeah, I would.
I would too. And if you could hire a business with a guarantee, you would. Now you can. Protect yourself with a super guarantee from Super Media. Just look in the Verizon Yellow Pages. From painters to caterers to AC repairmen, you'll get the job done right, or we'll step in and help to make it right. Best of all, it's free.
While I can't guarantee my neighbor will ever return my weed whacker, it's been 6 months.
Sorry.
I can protect myself with the Super Guarantee.
Why wouldn't you? Just look for the shield in the only Yellow Pages with the Super Guarantee, the Verizon Yellow Pages, and let the good guys, you know, the ones in the yellow capes, come to the rescue.
On its way now, the new Verizon Yellow Pages with larger, easier-to-read print. Look inside for the Super Guarantee from Super Media. Restrictions apply. See full terms and conditions for this program at superguarantee.com.
And now, back to the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network.
Got an opinion? The phone lines are open. 727-441-3000 or toll free 1-866-826-1340.
The Tony Katz Radio Spectacular continues right here. Give us a call, 866-826-1340, 866-826-1340. Lee Clark is waiting, primed, pumped, ready, desiring. With bated breath, he sits by the phone waiting for you, 866-826-1340. Let us start, and I know we've got someone online, one Lee Clark, but I just want to start with this. The NAACP reportedly is about to take up a resolution to condemn the Tea Party movement for explicitly racist behavior. The Kansas City Star reported that the organization plans to vote as early as Tuesday on the language of its annual convention at its annual convention in Kansas City. The resolution reportedly will call on, quote, all people of goodwill to repudiate the racism of the Tea Parties and stand against the movement's attempt to push our country back to the pre-civil rights era. Liars! Remarkable, remarkable, remarkable. These liars. Let me make sure we're saying it properly, folks, because I hate to be misquoted. Lee Clark, do I sound tinny to you?
No, not tinny as in like the Tin Man and the Wizard of Oz or what?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. All right, I guess not.
I don't know.
We'll move on.
I'm just sitting here watching the phones, you know, like the Maytag
like
repairman.
Good job. Let me now say this. The NAACP, for you to think that the Tea Party is racist is the most disgusting thing in the world. It would make the assumption, the absurd, obnoxious, disgusting, ridiculous assumption that there's no one of color within the Tea Party movement. And since we've already proven that wrong, why don't you admit that you're wrong? That the idea of condemning the Tea Party as racist is nothing but political hackery. This is the NAACP saying we support Barack Obama and we're going to do everything we can to discredit the group that has so permeated culture in America, that has so taken hold of the political landscape in the United States and around the world, that we're willing to lie. How do I know they're willing to lie? I continue in the article, will also accuse the activists of abusing black members of Congress, an apparent reference to an incident in March when Tea Party protesters allegedly hurled racial epithets at black lawmakers on Capitol Hill ahead of a healthcare vote. Tea Party members afterward challenged that account, and no evidence was produced to show any racist action. Now, well, I have already reached out to Larry O'Connor, editor-in-chief of Breitbart TV. Breitbart was willing to put up $100,000 for anybody who had any video proof of these racial slurs at these congressmen. Not one person has shown up. It never happened. There is an entire litany of things on the Breitbart sites, on the bigs as they call them, that show that this was a concocted fabrication between staffers and the press in order to try and discredit the Tea Party. So the NAACP is continuing to promote a lie. They are desperate to obviously promote this lie. This somehow fits within their concept of doing good. Remember what they said? All people of goodwill to repudiate the racism of the Tea Parties. No, sir. There is no racism within the Tea Party movement. That is a lie. You should be ashamed of yourself. Here's what we should repudiate. All people of goodwill to repudiate the racism of the Black Panthers. They're the ones who want to kill white babies. They're the ones who want to kill white crackers. And as I said today on RT, I have no idea what that means. I have no idea. I mean, of course, I know that they mean white people, white men. But yeah, cracker all of a sudden is an acceptable racial epithet. That's okay. I wonder what word cracker relates to on the flip side. They use it for a reason. They use it for a specific reason. Don't forget that. Don't forget things you shouldn't say. And by the way, you shouldn't say them. They're willing to say anything. And the NAACP, and I challenge anybody from the NAACP to give me a call and tell me I'm wrong. I dare you. You're willing to lie twice. Not only do you claim that the Tea Party is racist, which isn't true, you still think that congresspeople had racial slurs yelled their way, and it never happened. It never, ever, ever happened. So I thought this was an amazing story. And one of the people they quote is our good friend, Dr. Gina Loudon, who now has her own show 5 days a week in the St. Louis area. And she said, "I can't believe that the Tea Party is even going to be put in a position of dignifying something like that." She said, "This is sad because this established organization is being used by the left." And I would say to the good Dr. Loudon, this organization wants to be used and is allowing themselves, is desirable. They think their mission is to be the mouthpiece of Barack Obama. You want to talk about race in America, ladies and gentlemen? How about the NAACP being willing to say that the Tea Party is racist in order to protect the president of the United States? But they're not willing to come out and say that King Samir Shabazz, who said all that we should kill white crackers and we should kill some white babies, they're not willing to repudiate him. They're not willing to say what he said is disgusting. They have not come out against him. And if they have, I haven't seen it. Show me. Just show me. I'll say okay. According to the Kansas City Star, the NAACP resolution will accuse the groups of engaging in racist behavior by displaying signs, quote, intended to degrade people of color generally and President Barack Obama specifically. What about the following statement denigrates people of color? Here's the statement. Socialism sucks. What about that statement has anything to do with color at all? That the president is a statist? He believes in big government over individual liberties? I'm not allowed to say that? That that's racially insensitive? You gotta stop this. You know, I've said this before, that the right, the libertarians, the conservatives, the Republicans, the moderates, the independents, all of them, that side of the aisle, which is huge. Don't think the aisle goes right down the middle, folks. Oh, no. They're a lot more on our side than on their side. They're just really vocal. And they've done a good job of permeating a lot of avenues of culture. And this is why we have to make sure we're doing our job in pushing the culture back. We are colorblind. What we're interested in is ideas, thoughts, brains. That's what we're about. We're colorblind. They, the leftists, the statists, the socialists, they are color blinded. All they can see is color. They have no other capacity at all. None. They have no other way of viewing the world. Their entire lens is color. Nothing else comes close. A sign that denigrates people of color generally, and President Barack Obama specifically, show me the sign. Show me the sign. Show me where it says, where the sign that says stop spending is attacking people of color. You liars. You outright liars. Ah, from the Inland Empire Tea Party, line one, Laura Boatwright. You are on the spectacular. How are you, Laura?
I'm very well, Tony. Thank you.
What's happening?
Well, what's happening is, let's just make one thing straight. Cracker is a reference to slave-owning whip crackers on the backs of black slaves in America.
Ah.
But that terminology belongs 100% solely to the Democrat, now Marxist, party. It was the Democrats who instituted Jim Crow. It was the Democrats who formed the KKK in Franklin, Tennessee. It was the Democrats who wouldn't allow Rosa Parks to sit in the front of the bus. And we've allowed them to usurp our civil rights legacy in America, turn it around and make it theirs, but it does not belong to them. It was Democrat Senator Byrd who filibustered against the Civil Rights Act of 1964. It was the Republican Senator Everett Dirksen that wrote that legislation that was voted down by the Democrat Congress in 1957, including Al Gore Sr. and John F. Kennedy. And he had to bring it back and fight and build coalitions to finally get it passed, along with the Republican Martin Luther King, who, with his public protest, with fire hoses turned on him by Democrats, with dogs set on them by Democrats, that he finally got it pushed through with public support because of those images that we saw in the media. So we need to set the record straight on what is the Cracker Party. The Cracker Party is the Democrat Party and has not changed.
But isn't it amazing that the NAACP is so willing to, I mean, first of all, I mean, their title, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, which, by the way, I didn't even know that you could use that terminology anymore. But this is so, we've already proven that the Tea Party isn't racist. We've already proven that these racial epithets against these congressmen never, ever happened. Breitbart willing to put up $100,000. Yet here we are again. It is the story that won't die. And I think it goes to what you're talking about, Laura, where if they continue to push it enough and push it enough and push it enough, it becomes truth. Since they have no facts that they can use ever within any conversation or any argument, so to speak, they have to continue to push their lies until they become part of the culture. This is how they've managed to do so well for so long.
Which is why we need to be well informed and fight back. But the fact of the matter is the NAACP was also reformed by Republicans. And if we don't believe that they aren't trying, the Marxists now in America, which now National Black Panther Party is a part of, isn't part of plantation economics in America. There, I have a video that I could send to you where the Nazi speaker Tom Metzger addresses the new Black Panthers and talks about how Black nationalists and the Nazi Party have worked together in the past to forward the agenda, which is plantation economics, a.k.a. Marxism.
And there's no doubt about it. When I was today, I was on RT, Russia Today Television, which is a good old-fashioned lefty network. We were discussing media portrayals of the leader of the new Black Panthers, Malik Zulu Shabazz. And they were trying to ask and state a case. The case they're trying to make is, well, what's wrong with this talking with this man? I mean, shouldn't we all be talking and learning about other people and seeing where the divide is and seeing why? And they actually went into what happened in their childhood that made them think like this. And I was too busy with some other questions they were asking, but I'm addressing it here, that we are massively stuck in this idea that somehow just because somebody says something, therefore it has a certain level of credibility. But the Black Panthers, if you read their 10-point plan, they believe that you are responsible to give them something. And if you won't give it, they should be allowed to take it by force. This is what they believe. They wrote it down and published it for the world to see.
Well, absolutely. And the thing is, I'll tell you what happened probably in his childhood. He probably went to a school in an area that was dominated by liberal policies, which have been enacted to keep the people of color down, and gone to listen to the facts of crime, black-on-black crime, and jails being filled with people of color. All of those things relate directly with liberal policies in not just our inner cities, now spreading out throughout America. So the failure is liberal Marxist policy in America to forward slavery to all people. They're equal opportunity oppressors now.
By the way, what made you call in? We haven't even gotten to why you called.
The reason I called is because I want to set the record straight on which part of the political ideology in America is the cracker. The crackers are on the left. And they're still on the left. Barbara Boxer trying to set up Mr. Alford, our vice president, Joe Biden, talking about his state being a slave state, Bill Clinton saying, hey, Jesse Jackson tried it here in South Carolina before. They haven't changed, folks. They just don't have the sheets on. They're exactly the same party they ever were.
Laura, I appreciate you. By the way, while you're here, what's going on in Temecula tomorrow?
Tomorrow there's a city council meeting in Temecula where they're going to have E-Verify on the agenda. And E-Verify, for those who don't know, it's an easy program for businesses to be able to go and verify that the people that they're employing are American citizens or here legally.
And there are people opposed to E-Verify.
Pardon me?
And there are people opposed to E-Verify and therefore
absolutely. The left Marxists are against E-Verify because they want to balkanize America and divide us and turn us into a Marxist nation. That's the bottom line. That's the grand plan.
Well, wait a second. You don't have to tell me that the desire for statism is massive. And you listen to the show. You know what I'm talking about every single day. And you know I stand firmly against it. There is no one rallying more about capitalism and how it will quite literally save us than me, even though Steve Forbes did just come out with a book about capitalism and how it will save us. And I'm saying right now he stole it from me. Thank you very much. Steve, you owe me money. Thank you. You've got the cash. Write the check. That's all there is.
Laura, I know what you're about, but I actually said that for the benefit of the audience.
Laura, how can people get more information about you and what's going on in the Inland Empire with the Tea Party movement?
Well, my website is teapartyie.com. And this is a new site, a new site that I'm in the process of building. But I put on there information. There's a blog also. And on the Knowledge is Power area, in addition to educational resources or the Join Us page, I'm going to put local groups on there that people can hook into their actual local group.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm really glad you called in. Thanks for the information. There she goes, Laura Boatwright, teapartyie.com. We return in mere moments. This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network.
Which way to go? Do you know?
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular.
Got an opinion? The phone lines are open. 727-441-3000. Or toll free. 1-866-826-1340.
Hey everyone, Tony Katz here saying you cannot afford to waste your money in this economy. If you have a product or service to sell, you can't blow your cash on local newspaper ads that get you no response, on Yellow Pages ads that are way too expensive, and text ads that no one pays attention to. In this economy, you need to be smart with your money. You need to advertise on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular and the All Patriots Media Network. By advertising here, you will reach a loyal, like-minded audience of buyers. Advertising on the All Patriots Media Network is easy, affordable, and effective. Get started today. Contact us at 818-939-4065 or email info@allpatriotsmedia.com. You'll be online, on the air, and throughout the social media world. Be a part of the show. Advertise on the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular and the All Patriots Media Network and see the results for yourself. 818-939-4065 or info@allpatriotsmedia.com.
Nothing can annoy a business owner more than credit card processing. Hidden fees and confusing statements turn many processing companies into your silent partner, taking money out of your pocket every month. You should be working with the professionals at Unified Funding. With more than two decades of experience, Unified Funding provides the prompt attention, top-of-the-line technology, and fast turnaround of funds that you've been searching for, all without picking your pocket. Call 813-968-1588 or visit them at unifiedfunding.com. That's unifiedfunding.com.
Hey everybody, Tony Katz here talking about Body Talk, the iPhone application from neonchicken.com. Body Talk is the way to learn body language. With this application, you'll be able to know what your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your boss, or your kids are thinking, even if they don't say a word. It's a great app, and you can get it right now by going to neonchicken.com. That's neonchicken.com. Get it for your iPhone, get it for your iPod. Body Talk from NeonChicken.com. Hey guys, Tony Katz here from NorthlandsFinance.com. These guys will lend you money for your business. I don't care what the banks are doing. I don't care what everybody's saying about you can't get a loan. NorthlandFinance.com will lend you money based on your credit card processing history. You take credit cards for your business, they will lend you money. They don't change your processing. All they do is lend money. You pay it back through the credit card processing. You don't even have to write a check. It is simple. It is easy. And you need the cash. Northland Finance. They don't care what you do with the cash. You want to invest in your business, do more advertising, you do what you got to do with the cash. The point is, get it so you can grow your business. NorthlandFinance.com. It is easy. It is simple. They'll answer every question you got. Go right now. NorthlandFinance.com. Learn everything you need to know. Get the cash today. NorthlandFinance.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, July 12, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $1204.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1236.75, $618.38 for a half ounce, or $309.19 for the quarter ounce. That's $1236.75, $618.38, or $309.19.
Making the right decision is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or worse, depression? Many investors are turning to gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. Discussing costs, benefits, risks, the book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold can be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, this book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
And now, back to the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network.
Got an opinion? The phone lines are open. 727-441-3000. Or toll free 1-866-826-1340.
The Tony Katz Radio Spectacular continues. Give us a call, 866-826-1340, 866-826-1340. 1-3-4-0. Lee Clark, anybody from the NAACP calling, explaining why they want to condemn the Tea Party for being racist when they're not, and not condemn the new Black Panthers for being racist when they are?
Only a large group outside picketing at this point.
Okay.
Actually. Yeah.
Right.
So it's no problem.
By the way, don't tease me like that. That would be the greatest thing in the world. I would come back to Tampa Bay and do my show from there if there was a large group of people picketing outside the studio. That would be dreamy. Dreamy.
We'll call the press and
picketing somebody for actually telling the truth. That's wonderful. Isn't that just grand? God bless that First Amendment, huh? What did he wrong? He said something that was really true. Fantastic. Brad Sherman is a Democrat from the California 27th. And Brad Sherman had a town hall, and he's had a series of town halls. And there's even a town hall where the guy running against him, a guy by the name of Mark Reed, I think it's MrCongress.com is the website Lee, check that out, MrCongress.com. Make sure that's the site. And he was there, and he got escorted off the grounds of where this event was. He was actually told to leave by security, and then when he got to the street, the police were there and told him he had to leave the street. That's the story that he's telling. He's sticking with it. It's been in print. I haven't had a, I haven't spoken to him about it yet, but I know a couple of his people. I know radio host Jack Marino, who's on LA Talk Radio, is a big fan and a big friend of Mark Greed's, and has been helping with that campaign.
And thanks. For
but I mean, that's an amazing story. But here is Congressman Sherman, doing a town hall at here in the 27th district in California, which is the San Fernando Valley. It's a whole bunch of areas in the San Fernando Valley, which is LA. And he's being asked by a woman. I mean, I'm looking at the video, and the video is up at Breitbart.tv, and actually comes from the good guys at PopModel, PopModel.com, which is the conservative YouTube, I guess is what you could call them. Yes, that's okay. Good. So it is Mr. Congress. You can go there and find out about Mark Reed, who's running against Brad Sherman, and feel free to give to the campaign. Go nuts. MrCongress.com. So there's this woman here in this video who, I don't know, doesn't look like any part of any mob, by the way. I'd say she's in her mid-50s. That's what I'm going with, okay? And I'm going to play for you her question. Brad Sherman answers part of it, and then he goes into a part two, and you won't believe your ears.
For voter intimidation, I find this really hard to swallow, and I'd like to know what you think about their decision on not following through after they got a judgment, and the latest news that it's the Department of Justice's new policy that they are not going to prosecute cases with black defendants where the plaintiffs are white. I'd like your take on this information.
So understand what she asked. She said, I'm very bothered by this, the Department of Justice not going forward with this Black Panthers case and this new directive that was first brought to light by Christian Adams through Megyn Kelly and Fox News that the mainstream media, the main status media has refused to talk about, where there seems to be a directive that they will not prosecute cases that have a black defendant. That's not their plan. They're not going to prosecute those cases. So she asked the question. She gets applause for asking the question. Here is Congressman Brad Sherman.
I am extremely sure that we do not have a policy at the Department of Justice of never prosecuting a black defendant if the victim is white.
So that's number one. He's first denying that exists. He's saying flat out no, which is there are people who are saying no, and they're naming names. This is the woman who told us, and you know the lawyers are saying these are the people who told us that we're not supposed to follow through on these cases.
Sure, it may say that somewhere on the internet, but that doesn't mean it's true.
And you hear people disagreeing with them. Here comes part two.
Panther Party, I'm simply not aware of that case.
I'm not aware of that case. In his defense, if you only watch MSNBC, there is no way you could be aware of that case. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, they're not covering this. We're covering this. The Tony Katz Radio Spectacular. The rest of the guys you listen to every day. Fox News. Breitbart. We're the ones covering this story. We're the ones asking the question of how is this possible? Isn't the Department of Justice supposed to actually focus on justice? Isn't justice supposed to be blind? Isn't that why the statue wears that little blindfold? Of course. But here is Congressman Brad Sherman.
And ties to the Black Panther Party. I'm simply not aware of that case.
And that's it. How in the world can you vote for a guy who's not aware of this case, which is fundamental to who we are as Americans? The idea that justice for all. We've been through our racial hatreds. We've been through our racial divisions. We want to move forward. But no, they don't let us. The NAACP won't let us. The Janine Garofalos of the world and the MSNBCs of the world won't let us. Their entire life is wrapped up in race. That's all they have. It's all they've got. Everything is wrapped up in race. Congressman Brad Sherman doesn't know about the Black Panther case? That's as culpable in creating this situation, this racial hotbed that the president so desperately wants to keep moving and flowing, that the radical left and the president being part of that left wants to keep moving and flowing. Why am I saying radical? The left, the leftists, the statists want to keep moving and flowing, the president being a statist. He doesn't know that this case exists. You might as well tell us you haven't read the bill. Because that's just as disgusting. You voted for something you didn't read, and you're not aware of this case. Now, if there was an obscure murder somewhere deep in Uganda that you didn't know about, I forgive you. I don't know about it either. But this is what happens when the press fails to do their job. Congressman Sherman here is just trying to have some kind of plausible deniability. I watch MSNBC. It hasn't been on MSNBC. Must not be much of a story. You know that Keith Olbermann, he gets to all the good stories. He never misses one. For example, because of Keith Olbermann, I know that Bill O'Reilly's a Nazi. Unbelievable. And listen to that audience. And by the way, this is Southern California, ladies and gentlemen. This is L.A.
To the Black Panther Party, I'm simply not aware of that case.
That's an L.A. audience saying we've had enough. It's just enough of your nonsense. And I only hope that they follow through on that and they vote for Mark Reed in November. We return in mere moments. This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network.
This is the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular.
Got an opinion? The phone lines are open. 727-441-3000. Or toll free 1-866-826-1340.
Hey guys, Tony Katz here from NorthlandFinance.com. These guys will lend you money for your business. I don't care what the banks are doing. I don't care what everybody's saying about you can't get a loan. NorthlandFinance.com will lend you money based on your credit card processing history. You take credit cards for your business, they will lend you money. They don't change your processing. All they do is lend money. You pay it back through the credit card processing. You don't even have to write a check. It is simple. It is easy. And you need the cash. NorthlandFinance.com. They don't care what you do with the cash. You want to invest in your business, do more advertising, you do what you got to do with the cash. The point is, get it so you can grow your business. NorthlandFinance.com. It is easy. It is simple. They'll answer every question you got. Go right now. NorthlandFinance.com. Learn everything you need to know. Get the cash today. NorthlandFinance.com.
everybody. Tony Katz here talking about Body Talk, the iPhone application from neonchicken.com. Body Talk is the way to learn body language. With this application, you'll be able to know what your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, your boss, or your kids are thinking, even if they don't say a word. It's a great app, and you can get it right now by going to neonchicken.com. That's neonchicken.com. Get it for your iPhone. Get it for your iPod. Body Talk from neonchicken.com.
Nothing can annoy a business owner more than credit card processing. Hidden fees and confusing statements turn many processing companies into your silent partner, taking money out of your pocket every month. You should be working with the professionals at Unified Funding. With more than two decades of experience, Unified Funding provides the prompt attention, top-of-the-line technology, and fast turnaround of funds that you've been searching for, all without picking your pocket. Call 813-968-1588 or visit them at unifiedfunding.com. That's unifiedfunding.com.
If I could guarantee every day was sunny, I would.
If I could guarantee even some sleep,
I would.
I would, too. And if you could hire a business with a guarantee, you would. Now you can. Protect yourself with the Super Guarantee from Super Media. Just look in the Verizon Yellow Pages. From plumbers to movers to glass repair, you'll get the job done right, or we'll step in and help to make it right. Best of all, it's free.
While I can't guarantee my cooking, I can protect myself with the Super Guarantee.
Why wouldn't you? Just look for the shield in the only Yellow Pages with a Super Guarantee, the Verizon Yellow Pages, and let the good guys, you know, the ones in the yellow capes, come to the rescue.
On its way now, the new Verizon Yellow Pages with larger, easier-to-read print. Look inside for the Super Guarantee from Super Media. Restrictions apply. See full terms and conditions for this program at superguarantee.com.
And now, back to the Tony Katz Radio Spectacular on the All Patriots Media Network.
Got an opinion? The phone lines are open. 727-441-3000 or toll free 1-866-826-1340.
The Tony Katz Radio Spectacular continues. Give us a call, 866-826-1340, 866-826-1340. More music from Gary Eaton. He thinks this should be the theme of my upcoming video series. I don't know. I mean, it's good, but I think I need something a little more rock and roll. Just a little more rocking. But that's good. I happen to like it. So thank you, Gary Eaton. King Size Maybe. Go right now to allpatriotsmedia.com and check out King Size Maybe. This just came through again from Breitbart TV about and this is the title, Another Democrat Congressman Loses Temper on Camera. This is Representative Ciro, C-I-R-O Rodriguez, a Democrat out of Texas. Let's give this a listen. It'll come up. Come on now. You can do it. I have faith in you, YouTube. Democrat of the Texas 23rd, explaining his vote on Obamacare to his constituents. That's what it says.
If we had not done anything in the next 8 years based on CBO, Congressional Budget Oversight, it would have cost us $4.1 trillion.
The CBO is already revising its numbers for Obamacare.
Let me finish. Otherwise, if you're not willing to dialogue...
Well, tell the truth then.
Ma'am, don't accuse me of not saying the truth.
Oh, my.
It's not appropriate to also determine either.
Oh, you got to see the video. It does no justice. You can't see the woman asking the question about the CBO or talking about the CBO revising, but he walks up on her. She's obviously sitting. He walks up on her. You can't see her. The camera's behind her, but he walks. I mean, he takes four steps towards her. Oh, my goodness.
Ma'am, don't accuse me.
Three,
I'm not saying the truth.
Four. And now he slams something on the table.
To also determine either. I'm not going to take any, okay? If you want to dialogue in a civil manner, don't say that I'm not saying the truth.
Wow. That looks bad. That looks bad. Now, let me tell you something. We all have our moments, and you know, had mine. But when you're an elected official, you don't get to walk up on your constituents. You work for them. You don't get to step up on them. Are you really engaging in the fight? That's a provocative maneuver. That is looking for a fight. If someone's talking and you don't like what they're saying and you get a little bit loud and you walk up to them, you're looking for a fight. You're asking for the fight. Wow. That is something you can link to it over at Drudge Report. You can go get that right now. Now, finally, things that are just, you talk about pathetic. We talked about the NAACP with a resolution against the Tea Party. Pathetic. We talked about Brad Sherman not knowing about the new Black Panther case. Pathetic. And here, the king of pathetic, Michael Moore. Do we have any king of pathetic theme music, Lee Clark?
We could get some.
Could you work on that? We need a king of pathetic theme song. I don't even know what that would be. Honestly, I don't know what that would be. What would be the king of pathetic?
I have something in mind. I have to find it.
Okay, try it. Go for it. All right. Let me know when you have it.
Sure.
This from Newsbusters. Pacifica Radio, funded in part by federal grants from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, has a habit of ruining the patriotic holidays with their programming. This by Tim Graham of Newsbusters. On Memorial Day, their show Democracy Now! Hosted radical leftist Noam Chomsky railing against the grand criminal Ronald Reagan. On July 5th, while many were still warmly recalling Independence Day fireworks displays, Democracy Now! Aired a special interview with leftist filmmaker Michael Moore, who concluded by suggesting taxpaying Americans, even anti-war taxpaying Americans, aren't getting into heaven due to their government's warmongering. Michael Moore, now knowing who gets into heaven. This is interesting. Moore said he would tell President Obama to withdraw all U.S. troops now from Iraq and Afghanistan because the wars there were immoral. And this is Michael Moore. I just wonder sometimes, who do we think we are as Americans that we're not going to have to answer for this someday? You know, whether we answer for it here or there, or if you're a religious person, you think there's a life after this. You know, what do you think is going to happen up at the pearly gates when they check your citizenship and go, oh, you're an American? Huh, well, here's your list of crimes. That's Michael Moore's belief. And then you say, oh, yeah, no, I was against the war. I was against the war. And then the pearly gates, was it St. Peter, is going to ask, did you pay your taxes? And you're going to say, well, yeah, you got to pay your taxes. And then he'll say, well, then you helped fund this, didn't you? And he'll say, yeah. And then you'll say, yeah. And then he'll say, okay, well, turn around. We're not letting you in the gates. That's Michael Moore's idea of America. America's a horrible, sick, evil, twisted place because we absolutely, positively killed a dictator, destroyed a regime in Iraq. Because those people will finally have a chance at an actual free life. Oh, and by the way, let's talk about the 200 plus years of absolutely unbelievable things that this nation has done for the world. Being that beacon of hope. If only we were more like his favorite place, Cuba. You got music for me, Lee?
Yes, I do. You want to hear it? Or
Yes, I want to hear it. How is it synchronous?
No.
I don't understand the connection.
It's just, well.
This is Michael Moore music?
Well, I thought you wanted. Anyway, obviously, I've made a huge mistake here.
Obviously, I don't see how this qualifies.
Okay, I'll find something else.
What was I asking for?
King of Pathetic, if I remember.
Okay, how does Sanford and Son even come close?
I don't know. It fit.
You know what? If you had played like the Teletubbies theme song, maybe I would have been like, okay, Sanford and Son, don't mess with Red Fox. What are you, out of your skull?
You're a fan.
Seriously, and I say this with all due respect, Lee, you're a dummy.
Okay, I don't know how to respond to that, but...
We'll catch you all tomorrow, folks. Don't forget to check us out at allpatriotsmedia.com. See you tomorrow. Lamont, you're done. It was Lamont, right?
I believe so.
Do not ever talk bad about Red Fox.
I did it.